The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's always the right time to dress to impress. This season, step out in style with Indochino. They make high-quality custom-fitted suits, shirts, and casual wear, all at a surprisingly affordable price. Each Indochino piece is made to your unique measurements and specifications. Suits start from just $4.29. Dress to impress this season with Indochino. Get $50 off any purchase of $3.99 or more by using promo code IMPRESS at Indochino.com. That's Indochino.com, promo code IMPRESS.
What a contrast to Thursday night. Everton have been levered by Crystal Palace 4-0. And it's a brutal one. They absolutely smashed tonight. Not going to spend too much time on the first match tonight because the players didn't deserve it. I've got Mark Murray next to me. Murray, what initial thoughts after that?
We've seen some bad stages under Everton and under Frank Lampard in his opening few months of his tenure, but this is the absolute worst. I'm sure you'll be able to hear our made a fan reaction to what is quite comfortably one of the worst Everton away performances that we've seen in decades. I don't think I'm exaggerating there. Mason Holgate, who somehow wore the captain's armband, is attempting to applaud the away fans who've made a 5.5-hour journey down to Selhurst Park to see the team embarrassed by a mediocre football team who've cancelled into the semi-final of the FA Cup. Everything about this team is comical.
Coming over now, a lot of anger. I think a lot of people want the fans to come over, but Frank Lampard's here with Anthony Gordon now, trying to give him a chance, but it's very aggressive. Lampard's trying to rally people up, but he's getting told where to go, really, to be honest, but the rest of the players are scurrying off the pitch. Still a bit weird, that, wasn't it, there, Lampard and Anthony Gordon?
I mean, if it wasn't already intensified by Mason Holgate coming out after an embarrassing first half, trying to, in some way, encourage the fans to give it a little bit more, Frank Lampard comes over after being pulverised by Crystal Palace to, in some way, encourage Everton fans to put some form of positive spin on this. There is no positive spin to Everton Football Club at the moment. FA Cup, Premier League, Championship, whatever sort of level we be playing at, everything about this team is toxic. And there's absolutely nothing that 3,500 Everton fans can buy into today. I'm happy to come away with a spirited FA Cup performance and say, do you know what, we weren't good enough on the day. This competition isn't for us this season. But there's something positive to build on in what is obviously a crucial 11 or 12 games of Premier League football to come. There's nothing that we can buy into today that makes me think that we are capable of building next season, building this season to something that obviously we only need, 10 or 11 points. Instantly, as soon as the final whistle goes, you're thinking, where is there anything to buy into for Everton to somehow save themselves? And that's all in hindsight today was it wasn't about getting to the FA Cup semi-final. It was about proving to ourselves that we are capable of being something relevant this season, and we are quite simply not.
Yeah, miles away. It's probably here. It's getting quite loud in here now with the Palace fans. I mean, just one of those forms moves very quickly. Probably makes you a bit worried about what's happening in 2 weeks against West Ham, 2 weeks against Burnley, against Watford. Because this team is not well coached away from home, and they've not got the spine or the fight to do anything away from home. We've got two big away games coming up, and you can't see them getting anything based on that today.
No, I think if nothing else you wanted today on the back of the Newcastle game, just something that convinced you that we were able of going, as you say, to Turf Moor, to Watford, and somehow grinding out, what, 2 points from those games? I think most of us would take that in a second. There's absolutely no resilience to this team, be it protecting a lead, be it trying to go in front. And I think that the very lazy attitude of Frank Lampard and his team at the moment is to put five very average defenders in front of Jordan Pickford and say, well, let's see if the opposition can break them down. And as we've seen in particular today, it really doesn't take that much effort. And you can point the finger at deflected goals and, you know, they only had two chances in the first half, etc. Well, most Premier League teams only get two or three really good chances each game, but if they score every one of them, your team is going to get beat every single week. And as you said during the game, Matt, we can't consistently go to away games and get beat 3-4 and 5-0, because that is the makings of an awful Premier League team who will end up in relegation. And on the back of today, you can't really see it going any other way.
Horrible day, really horrible day for Everton. We'll leave it there because we need to get home. We spent a little time on this team the last week. Embarrassing today. Everton are cowards, cowardly football team, cowardly players. The fans who travelled down were amazing today. They're so much better. Thank God we got 2 weeks away from them. We'll leave it there. That's been your instant match reaction from the Blue Room. We'll speak to you again soon.
With the new Chevy Silverado, you might be driving in this. But with the Silverado's redesigned interior and large infotainment screens, it'll feel more like this. Introducing the new 2022 Chevy Silverado. Find new upgrades. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Sports Social Podcast Network.